Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shiyue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. Indiana University Iran scholar Hussein Banai.
It's a part of the pattern of the judiciary, usually in the second term of moderate or reformist presidents in power, to really basically tie them down in their second term.
As the Chinese-American was sentenced to prison, there was news the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. Hussein Faradun is in custody over allegations of financial impropriety. Venezuelans and expatriates have voted in a referendum to reject President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. 7 million voters. Rice University Latin American scholar Mark Jones.
This is a counterattack by the opposition to the government's attempt to effectively rewrite the Constitution through an undemocratic constituent assembly where the delegates to the constituent assembly will be chosen by sectoral groups and manipulated in such a way that the government is assured of having an absolute majority.
Tensions have been on the rise in Venezuela as the nation deals with shortages and anti-government protests. At least 5 Congolese park rangers were killed and an American journalist found safe and in good condition by security forces and the Okapi Wildlife Reserve in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. After she disappeared in a militia attack Friday, journalist is identified as Lisa Dupuy, who was abducted by the Mai Mai Simba militia group. This is VOA News. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and to resume reunions of families separated by the war back in the early 1950s. Seoul's proposal for 2 sets of talks indicates President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang despite the North's first intercontinental ballistic missile this month. North Korea did not immediately respond to South Korea's overtures to talks. Pakistan's military says they've launched a major ground offensive to clear an isolated, militant-infested border valley that Islamic State loyalists are using to export terrorism into the country from its bases in neighboring Afghanistan. U.S. military, in partnership with Afghan forces, have been conducting major ground operations backed by airstrikes against IS bases. U.S. airstrike last week killed the chief of Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyaf. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today an overhaul of terrorism laws will help the nation keep ahead of security threats.
The measures I'm announcing today will ensure that the ADF is more readily available to respond to terrorism incidents, providing state and territory police with the extra support to call on when they need it. We have to stay ahead of the threat of terrorism. We have to constantly review our law enforcement capabilities.
Turnbull said the Australian military has special capabilities that could be needed in the future to resolve complex extremist incidents. French and Israeli leaders have marked the 75th anniversary of the roundup of thousands of French Jews to be sent to Nazi death camps. President Emmanuel Macron told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that France bears responsibility for mass arrest of thousands of Jews in Paris in 1942. Mr. Netanyahu agreed.
75 years ago, a heavy darkness descended on this city of lights. The Nazis, yes, the Nazis and their collaborators in France, they shattered the lives of thousands of French Jews at Veldiv. It seems that the values of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity, these values were crushed.
Mr. Macron also called for a resumption of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, reaffirming French support for Israeli security and expressed concern about the arming of pro-Iranian Hezbollah in Lebanon. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.